find farm equipment on Machine Repeat's September 21st auction. No reserve, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at auctions.machinerepeat.com.
One day I'll slow and way down. Spend my weekends in a swing out on the wraparound.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Flory. We've got Davis Michelson with us.
And, yes, sir.
We touched a lot of stuff in the news that we're going to be talking about in the rest of the show. But before we get to the energy markets and the tax issues, we've got to do this update on what's going on with the Fuel Up to Play 60. And to do that for us is Serena Schaffner. She's the Senior Vice President, Communications at DMI. Serena, welcome back to AgriTalk. How are you?
Good, good. How are you guys? And thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. And I'm glad that you're here because this is such an important effort that has been going on for, it's at least 10 years, isn't it, Serena?
Yeah, it has been. And it's really unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's been around for 10 plus years. What kind of participation rates are we seeing in the Fuel Up to Play 60?
You know, it's such a great program. And as you talked about, it's really a legacy. We have over 70,000 schools who are part of this program, which is quite an impressive reach. I mean, it's one of the number one health and wellness programs that they have in schools right now. You know, there's just so much that goes into a successful program like Fuel Up to Play 60. It's about the partners that you're working with. It's about the tools you're creating and the reach you have, like we just talked about. And I think importantly, just the passion of the people who are part of it. You know, Fuel Up to Play 60 has parents, it has educators, it has students, and importantly, it has dairy farmers, all believing in the impact that this program can make at a community-wide level. And you know what? We also understand the bottom line of this program. It's about getting milk in schools. And through this program, we know students who are part of it, they're eating and drinking dairy products more often than the students who aren't. So a program like this, a legacy program, the reason why we've been able to last for 10 years is not just the investment that our dairy farmers make in it, but also the people that we've gotten along the way.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right in talking about the bottom line. Yes, it's a great program. It's a wellness program that is helping kids stay healthier. But the bottom line is that we need this effort to help us sell more milk in the future. And when we're talking about the school feeding programs, 14 plus million for breakfast, 30 million for lunch, and this program helps keep dairy in front of those kids for both breakfast and lunch, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do we measure how successful the program has been?
You know, we look at the things like we just talked about, how many schools are involved in doing the program. Our kids actually is the information that they're getting from us, encouraging them to eat more dairy, and we do know that stuff. You know, the other sign of a really successful program isn't just the fact that it's a legacy, but how quickly you can evolve to the way that times are changing. And we know that COVID has been such an accelerator in everything that we do, right? And especially with what the school environment looks like. And so what we've been able to do this year is really focused on not only how are we adjusting to the way we physically can distribute milk in schools, because of course that changes, right, when kids are more in the classroom versus in the cafeteria, but also in the way that we're getting them the information, and that natural evolution is online. So what I'm really excited about this back-to-school season is we're really encouraging educators and parents to access our resources on a brand-new website for Fuel Up to Play 60. That means they can easily get to information about the program, those really important funding opportunities that bring the milk into schools. In addition to that, the curriculum that talks more about what's happening on the farm, what's going on in sustainability and agriculture, and how do you live a healthy life through a nutritious eating, through eating nutritiously with things like dairy.
Right. Serena, how important is the partnership with the NFL on a effort like this?
Yeah, you know, it's always about the company you keep, and we know that the NFL brings a lot of value to this program, right? We know that this younger generation, one, looks at the athletes who are part of it and says, how do they keep up the energy? How do they perform at their best? They want to be like that, and a big piece of it is dairy. The other thing that the NFL really brings us is that reach, right? So in addition to what we do in schools, it's even a more important partner for how we reach people outside of schools and continue to hit on those messages of what you can do to fuel your performance. And so we really do love working with the NFL, and they've been a strong partner to generate that awareness for us and to bring other partners to the table, like Go Noodle, which is new for us. And they're a number one education and parent organization and network, and people rely on them to give kids an experience outside of school. And we've been able to create a new game with them that actually has kids up and moving. You know, contrary, I know last time we talked, Chip, we talked about video games and how do you get kids moving? And it really is this fun game where we have them running down a touchdown, running towards a touchdown and reaching for that dairy as a power-up. And it's sort of something that you do virtually, but in real life totally applies to, and how kids should be reaching for dairy to power up. So we're excited about what the NFL brings, and we're excited what their other partners bring too.
Yeah, very good, very good. I had never heard of this Go Noodle until I was getting ready for this conversation, Serena, and I checked it out, and it's what a resource that is. And to tie DMI into the parent and teacher resource like that, the message is only going to get out more frequently with that relationship.
Yeah, it absolutely will. And they do. They hit, while Fuel Up to Play 60, we're very educator-focused. What Go Noodle brings to the table is parents, too. And they are so important as they influence and show kids what they should be eating and drinking. And so when we can partner with organizations who are trusted like that, it's really fantastic. And I'll tell you, Chip, I don't know if you've played that game yet. It's called Coach Perry's Touchdown. It's free to download. You will be out of breath by the first level. I mean, it's a workout. I'll tell you.
Well, yeah, I think you're probably right. Of course, I get out of breath walking to the top of the stairs, Serena, okay? Come on. So, yes, I need to check it out. I need to check it out. Okay, you said this earlier, and it's so true. Fuel Up to Play 60. It's designed to be interactive. It wasn't built for COVID. So the new updates, when we go to the Fuel Up to Play new website, what are we going to see? What are the changes?
Yeah, you know, it's really about getting people the information that they're looking for faster and in a way that they're used to seeing it. And for most people these days, it is on a website that not only you access from your laptop, right, but you can do it so easily via mobile. So now when parents and educators go to this site, they'll see very clear sections for all of those in-classroom resources we have that you can either show videos to your students for, you can print up lesson plans. One of the things that we've been very focused on is providing a curriculum that aligns with national standards. We heard from a lot of educators that they want more when it comes to sustainability, when it comes to careers in ag, and how can we create lessons that align with those standards. And so on the website, we've placed what we call the Fuel Up to Play 60 Learning Plan, and people can go there and download those resources. So we're really excited about that piece. And then, you know, the other piece about Fuel Up, a lot of folks will tell you, it's about the inspiration and what other people are doing across the community. And our states and regions are so key in this program and making it happen. And so we actually created an educator dashboard, an area where educators can go and access by zip code what's going on in their area that's related to our milk boards. And we think it's just going to be a great resource to showcase not just what happens through our dairy farmers nationally, but the dairy farmers in the very own community and how they're making an impact through the program.
Yeah, very cool. Well, dairy farmers are paying for the Fuel Up for 60 program through checkoff dollars. What they seem very supportive of the program, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, I think for a lot of reasons, in addition to getting the product into school, what we hear from farmers all the time when they go to those events, when they see those kids, those ambassadors, those teachers who are part of the program and the passion that they have, it's really touching to understand the community impact that we can make as farmers in an organization to not just build stronger communities, but in a lot of cases just bring positive change within the school walls, which is something that everybody needs, especially right now.
Yeah. Well, at any time that a dairy farmer can be at an event, Fuel Up to Play 60 event, and be part of that positive attitude that's around it, and provide a little bit more information about where that milk is and where that yogurt is coming from, it's another great opportunity to influence some future consumers of the product. So great stuff, Serena. Thank you so much for the update.
Yeah, absolutely. Always fun talking to you, Chip.
You bet. All right. That is Serena Schaffner. She is a Senior Vice President for Communications for DMI. We've got Phil Flynn up next.